This is the beginning of Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, 9th February, 1971. Channel One Right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, the 9th of February, 1971. 9th of February, 1971. Channel One Right. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, 9th of February, 1971. Channel One Right. Channel One Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Tuesday morning, the 9th of February, 1971. This is Channel One Right. Channel One Right, and I'm setting it up early this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of February, 1971, for Miss Daisy.
That hurts me. That wind. I just can't stand wind.
Why, Miss Daisy, I didn't know there's anything outside. You just, any kind of weather that bothers
you. Oh, yes it is. I do pretty good if it's still cold. But if it's windy, ooh, I can, you see, it bothers my eyes and my head and me all over.
Oh.
So, I don't get out in the wind much. You know, not cold wind.
Yeah, like this.
That's right.
This is right out of the north.
Yeah, you was good and wrapped.
Look at here.
I'm looking.
One, two, three, four.
Oh!
That's more than you got on. Well, I take them off.
You take them off when you get in the house.
Yeah.
When you get ready to go back out, then you redress.
That's about it, Miss Daisy.
I take off some of them in the house, but I have to keep on one, cause I'm in and out.
Oh.
I'll be in the house a while, and then sometimes I got to go outdoors.
Well, we need something hot this morning, but this juice, I think, won't be too bad for us.
In a good warm house.
Yeah, warm in here. Those little old violets, just blooming their heads off, look so funny in the cold. Ooh, I noticed Isaiah's car there, Miss Daisy.
I see. But it looked like they're fixing to put something in it. Look like, oh, you see, the trunk was open.
Yeah.
I haven't seen none of them today.
But he's usually gone by this time.
Before now.
Yeah.
He leaves home about 7:30. It's after 9. I think he has to be work about 8.
Oh. Well, on these cold mornings, he may have had some trouble.
Well, they have off days. I don't know whether this is his off day or not, but they do have. So.
And is that Sammy's car still over there?
Did you see a car there?
Maybe not this morning. I did yesterday morning.
No. I don't think you see any car there this morning. I think he is in the shop. And Doris got hers. James had Doris to work this morning. I think Sammy must have left sometime last night. He He goes all hours. Sometime he go 12 o'clock at night. Sometime 9. Sometime he go 7 o'clock in the morning. It's just different hours.
Well, where does he work?
Don't he work at Winn-Dixie?
Oh, I don't know. I guess so. And he has to go at different hours down
yes,
there.
Yes. He said depends on when the trucks come in, what time the truck gonna get there.
Oh.
So they have to be there whatever hour the truck gonna be there, or they have to be there before. Sometime truck be late, sometime it be on time. Sometimes it's a little early, so the oil is just off and on. It wasn't his bad son.
Why? What did you do on Sunday?
Just sit home. Well, you see, the pastor, him and his wife, they eat there every Sunday, every first and third Sunday. So they were there, we were all there together, of course, 3 o'clock, about 2:30. They was to go somewhere to visit the pastor. So they started, but they come back. They couldn't go. They said the further that way they got, the rougher the weather got. So they turned around and made it back home. I heard a man say yesterday, he said somewhere down here, it was a man told him that hell fell there in this place down here as big as a baseball.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Miss Miles, that's too hard. That's hard for me to believe.
Yeah, I never thought.
Tails fall big as a baseball. You know it'll tap everything it hit.
Why, sure.
No, I told him. I said, well, if that's true, I said, ain't nothing left there but the ground. You know, it don't take hail that big to ruin things.
No.
I never hear tell of it being that big.
No.
Not big as a baseball.
Might be pretty big, but.
Pretty big, but. But he, so this man said, well, said, I'm glad I wasn't there. So I'm glad I didn't see it. I said, two of us. I said, me too. I said, I don't like hail no how. And if I see it as big as a baseball, I said, I don't know what it'll do to me. I've hint of it being as big as an egg, any, but I never heard of it being big as a baseball ball. But, and I ain't never seen it big as a hen egg. It used to hail home a lot. It'd be big as a marble. I've seen it like that. And I'm telling you, it'd ruin things like that.
Now that was in Georgia?
That was in Georgia. I ain't seen no hail but once or twice since I've been here. We had some, but I was little here. But it was big enough for me.
Yeah.
And it was plenty of it. It fell there in my yard and almost covered up the ground. But it wasn't that big.
Mm-hmm. So your preacher went to his house or?
He come back to my house.
So you visited all afternoon.
All afternoon.
You see,
they go, used to go from my house to the church, and we all go for night service to the church.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have none Sunday.
Oh.
It was raining and so bad we didn't go up there. And he left my house. He went to his house about 6, about a quarter of 6, I guess.
Well, you had a long afternoon to talk.
That's right. A long one. This is sure good.
Isn't
this
it?
One.
Fruit juices.
Hmm?
Fruit juices. I'd run out of things to talk about.
Let me come here warm a little bit. Not so warm.
Wait,
in
there. If one run out... There's nothing there, I've got something to say, and to keep it up going. He likes to talk, and so is his wife, but his wife, she don't talk as much as he does. He can just talk all the time, talking about church and places he's been and where he preached at and different churches, different things.
Oh, that's your preacher?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Sunday?
Sunday was.
Oh, last Sunday. Well, that weather.
Oh.
The day that, you know, we was out here pulling up trees, just getting started. And that sprinkle started.
Mm-hmm.
And we run over in the house here, and I thought, well, we're going back in a minute.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got back yet.
Got back yet. Even left the axe out there. Isn't it? Now, that'd been a good time to visit, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You couldn't do nothing there.
Nothing else. So, I never talked to the preacher that long. Are they pretty good?
Oh, he's a pretty good talker. Yeah, he's a pretty good preacher.
Yes.
But he can't see so well. He can't do much reading. He can't read. He mostly, some of secretary, somebody mostly reads if he got much to read.
Yes.
But he can talk.
Well, now he can pick you up on all your church activities and the clubs and
yes, right.
All like that.
He's a good entertainer.
Oh, you mean he's really entertaining?
Yes, sir. You know him.
Yes, I know him, but I never talked to him like that. Yes, I know him.
You know, here, years ago, it was a woman had a wreck, and the car run in that store. Somebody, danger was keeping that store thing on the right of the road. So this car hit run in that store. He was standing up there trading, and it hit him. Not down, affected his eyes. And see, he was in hospital a long time.
Yeah.
So that eye ain't never got well. I'm talking about it ain't never got back like it was. It never will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe. Well, you see, the older he gets, the worse it bothers him. All that side. And he go to the doctor, Mr. Miles, and go.
Well, did he tell you about that?
Hmm? What did you say?
Did he tell you about going to the doctor?
Who? Oh, he left to go.
He loved to go.
He go to the doctor all the time. He mostly go to Doc Strange for just fit, but he goes to eye specialists and things. But it don't look to me like none of them happen.
Yeah.
I'll see what happened. Now he went, he used to go to the eye specialist somewhere in Gainesville. I reckon you know where he lives. I don't. But he used to go up there every other day and let that specialist look at his eye and drop some kind of drops in it. Then he'd give him drops and he'd give him some little bitty tablets about half big as these to take. But as I tell him, I don't see where so much medicine helps you. You stay the same thing, got to just keep going on. I want to get through sometime.
What did he say to that?
Said, what do he think of? Well, I don't know what he think of it. He don't say nothing about it. He just talk about it. He went. What it costed him, and things like that. But his wife nurses him like a baby.
Oh, she does.
He's sitting down, and she can hear good. You hear, say something. Sometimes I'll be paying no attention. She's going to get him a glass of water. And when his eyes were so bad, then that time come, she looked at her watch and she put them drops in his eyes. Oh, she waits on him hand and foot. Not me. And you can do some things for yourself, so you doesn't do it.
He could get his own drops.
He could get his own water. He could take his own tablets. Oh, but she's going to be up to him.
Well, that, you never took care of your family like that?
Me? I took care of him when he can't take care of himself. Well, what you can do for yourself, you do it. Why should I do something else?
And your children, you never laced the shoes for them?
I took care of them. But I didn't nuss them hand and feet. If you needed medicine, I'd look at the clock and get time. Then I'd go on doing something else. If he was sick, I'd put him to bed.
Yeah.
And he gonna stay there. He'll stay there till I come back.
Yeah.
And I'll be back in time. I never go off and leave them. As they say, I'll stay home with them. But
well, now, Doris don't wait on her children.
Mm-mm. They wait on herself.
Yeah. Miss Beth is the only one that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your preacher, Miss...
She says she was... When did I go over there? Oh, that was Friday. Oh, some Monday I went over there. I said, well, how are you today? She says, yeah, it was Friday. She was standing on the porch and she had her handbag. I said, well, how are you today? She said, I'm not much today. I said, where are you fixing to go? She said, I'm not fixing to go anywhere. I said, well, I'll see you with your bag on your arm. I thought you was on your way out. On my way out. As sick as I was this morning. Oh, I was so sick this morning. I didn't know what to do. I was just sick. I said, well, I didn't know you was sick. I said, that's really nice. Where are you going? Look like you're free to go off. You look like you're sick. But I don't know what's about Bessie. She just get that old sick and get well before you get there.
Miss Daisy, and I'll ever tell you about your preacher. His wife take care of him so he can talk.
So he can talk?
Yes.
Yes, and then he wakes a little bit sometime, I reckon. He was waking. Until he got in such bad shape, his eyesight got so bad. Well, his eyesight is not good. He have high blood, and I don't know what else he got. Well, she can see all right, but she's sick all the time.
She is too?
And she ain't in hospital most time. He there. First one, and then doesn't got to go. Hospital.
Well, now, they don't set their congregation very good example, do they?
No. But one thing, just like I said about Bessie, she get bad old and get well before you get there. They get bad off, go to the hospital and everything, but he ain't missed but one son that I can remember of being to his church and being home for dinner. Her and him both.
Yeah.
They miss one son. As far as I can remember. Now he was in bad shape then.
Yeah.
So I say, going to the doctor don't help them. Going to the hospital, it don't seem to do them much good. They ain't killed them yet. It went all last year and started on this year.
Yeah.
It ain't but the two. It don't take much to do. But I won't get well sometime. I want to quit. I'm going to the doctor sometime.
But he's entertaining, Miss Daisy. That's
oh,
his
yes.
Thing.
Oh, yes. He can talk. They ain't stopped him from talking.
Yes.
He can talk.
Yes.
And then he be talking good talk about how he tries to live and how he tries to treat folks and what he thinks other folks ought to do about doing good. Not one thing he thinks. Well, I think that's a good talk. He said he feel like well folks and younger folks, they ought to take more time with the older folks. Go to wisdom and see what they need and see what you can do to help them. Because you see, we won't have ages all the time. So they go on. I think you should do what you can do from while they live. Well, I think that's true. I think you ought to pay them. Okay. Goodness, sometimes their own children don't pay them no attention. And I often think about this woman in Baltimore. Well, now I knew her grandma, but I don't think I knew her mom. So when they told me she cut her mom almost to death family. And if they hadn't somebody stopped her, she was gonna kill her. her own mother. So they carried her mother to the hospital. She stayed up there about 2 weeks. And I think they said she's home, but she's paralyzed in one arm. She can't use that hand. So the doctor says she may never use it. And cutting it, she cut some of them veins or leaders or something there and just blinked that hand. Her own mother. I said, well, you'll never know what nobody will do. I said, but how anybody could treat their mother like that and bust her in the world and took care of her and got her up where some man wanted to marry her and got a family. I think she got about 3 or 4 children. She may have more than that. And she didn't have no business thing. And jump on her mom. But somebody said that they think she had been out or been off or been somewhere and left the children by the sap. And her mother was talking to her about it. And said that's what she cut about. I said, well, all I heard is she cut her. I said, I didn't know nothing. I said, but that's the terriblest thing I ever heard of. Just jump on your mind. Cut her almost to death and say, kill her. So she said, somebody was asking about her mom. And she's in the hospital. Said her mother's doing very well. She said, yeah, but she won't be doing well when I go up there and get through with her. I'm going up there and I'm going to kill her. I said, she told a lie. I said, she ain't going to that hospital and do nothing to nobody. I said, she may be bad, all right, at this, and she may want to kill her, but she ain't going to kill her up there. Too many folks there to keep her from it.
Miss Daisy, you know that cutting used to be right common.
Yeah.
Folks would get put out about something, and mm-hmm. they'd start cutting.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see how they can do it. I don't see how. I could just walk up to nobody and just cut them.
Now, you never had none of that cutting in your family?
No, sir. Not in my family.
Frances, especially, they never did no cutting.
No, I never heard her say nothing about it. No cutting.
Doris's family, they don't cut.
Mm-mm.
Well, now, what else did the preacher tell you about, Miss Daisy?
Well, that's about all he talks about.
Well, now that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now that'd be a good influence, wouldn't it, if
that's
people
right.
listen to him?
That's right. As I tell God sometimes, I said, if you obey your pastor, I said, I think you do pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she said? I wonder, do he do what he's trying to tell me to do?
Doris.
Oh, she's a mess. I wonder, do he do what he's trying to tell me to do?
Is Doris a mess?
Yeah. It's fun, like she's not fussy.
Yeah.
No, she's not fussy.
She just,
you know my children, fussy.
But she's a mess. Is that the way she treats you?
Mm-hmm. Well, Granddad's feeling pretty good now these days, Mr. Mark. He got up there this morning for 4 o'clock I hear somebody blunting. You know, I hear the noise in my sleep. So I waked up and I found out it was him. He was up. Had a light on and he was even looked at the clock. I said, well, what? Well, see, he went to bed about 6:30. He go to bed and he sleep. They sleep so long, and then you wake up. But don't wake up everybody, cause you waked up. So, 4:05, he come to my door. Daisy, you sick? I said, no, I ain't sick. I said, you know, it ain't 4:00. I said, what you doing up so soon? He done made his coffee.
Oh.
He said nothing. So he went on back in there and sat down. I lay there while I went on back to sleep. I got up 6:05. You see, I get up every morning, like at 5:30 and 6:15 or something like that. When I don't get up all through the night and 4:00 and 3:00 and all like that, I told him, I said, you went to bed too quick. She ought to sit up a while. So I got up and fixed his breakfast. And eat breakfast. And then I went doing other things. He was ready for his breakfast.
Now, what'd he do? That's a long time from 4:00 until 6:00.
Sit right there and play in the fire. That's what he do.
I'm coming down there and play in the fire with him some afternoon.
There ain't enough room for two of you.
Yes, sir.
Now, how does Doris treat her daddy? Is she...
She's nice to him.
Is she sassy like she does you?
No, she's nice to him. She'll tell him what she think he ought to do.
Oh, she does?
And what she think he shouldn't do.
Yeah.
She'll tell him. And he'll pay her more attention than will me. He won't get mad with her. But if I get at him too much, he gets huffed up. So I don't fool with it. If I want him to know something, I'd tell her. You talk to your dad and tell him so much, so much. So. Sometimes she will and sometimes she won't. She said, let him know. He'll get through.
How does he act when he's huffed up for her, lady?
Hmm?
How does granddaddy act when he's huffed up?
Well, he'll just speak short.
Oh.
Just speak short, he ain't gonna hear what to say, but he speak like I don't want to hear. So, I'm going on for me.
But you say now he's talking more.
Yes, and he sits up there and he talks with me. He said the other day, he was sitting there talking, he said, I don't want to go back to Fort Myers. I said, you don't want to go back? He said, no, I've got enough of Fort Myers. There's too many mean folks there. I said, well, the same one there when you get there, ain't it? He said, yes, but some of them was. He said, they done got new foreman on the farm and said they are not like the others were.
Oh.
I said, well, everything changes, don't nothing stay. He said, yes, but they are rough. I said, well, You don't have to go back. I said, you said when you got house people, you was going to come home and stay. He said to me, he said, well, how is the payment going on the house? I said, my Lord, I said, the house was paid for before Elizabeth ever left here. This house was paid for over 2 years. He said to me, do you think so? I said, no, I know so. Then he said, I don't think I'll go back to Fort Myers. I'm thinking about going to Clearwater. I said, well, what you gonna do there? He said, do the same thing as doing in Fort Myers. But I tell you what, I believe happened this month. He was sick. He wasn't able to do it. He wasn't able to do what the man wanted done. And the man had to speak to him about it. So,
maybe he'll stay home a while now.
Maybe he will.
Now, Granddaddy tell you what happened down there at Fort Myers?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk about much?
He said it ain't like it used to be.
Yeah.
Like it was when he first went there.
Yeah.
He ain't what he was when he first went there.
No.
So that makes a difference.
Miss Daisy?
Yes.
Did you notice that door when you come in?
Yes, sir. I had to wait till the curtain was moved.
You know, that's got a crack, a big wide crack all the way around it.
Yeah.
And it just...
The wind come in.
Oh, it come in.
And you don't feel good in the wind blowing on you in the house.
You just can't get warm.
No.
With the wind blowing. I tell you, when you got an old door,
you have to do something to
like that with crack all around it.
Oh, that's you.
Well, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'll see you someday again.
Yes, sir, that crack, that is just too big. I don't know how they got that door up, Miss Daisy, with a crack that big.
I don't either. But mine got big cracks in it because that house was put up out of green lumber. So that lumber's drying and swanking. There's plenty of cracks in it.
In your door?
Cracks all around. All about in there.
In the floor?
In the, no, around the sides and the corners and things like that. Some, and the top was but I put something to the door to keep the wind out, and I didn't get that far wrong.
Oh, you stuff something in there like I do?
Yeah. Sir.
Oh, it's just not comfortable. And you know, Miss Daisy, when you're coming in and out of this door all the time,
it just keeps the house cool.
Yes, sir. Now, you see, you're... front door is on the bad side.
Yes, sir. You open it now and this wind go right in there.
Yes, sir.
Of course, I got him shut up in there. If he go out, he have to go out the back. if he leave a dome, he'll leave that back dome.
Oh.
Course he ain't gonna hardly go nowhere before I get back but sleep.
Well, how you manage to close it up, Miss Ed?
What, the front door? Mm-hmm. I'll latch it outside.
Oh, you got a latch on it?
Yes, sir. Outside.
Now, what did you tell me about the doorknob that somebody was supposed to fix it?
What?
The place where the doorknob was.
Yes, Arthur Kemp supposed to fix it.
Oh, Arthur.
Jake Brown promised to fix it, but I don't ever see Jake now.
Yeah. I haven't seen him either.
Well, you know, Jake's been sick. And I didn't know it till he didn't been to the hospital and stayed 2 weeks and had his operation and everything.
And you didn't know it?
I didn't know it. I didn't hear nobody say a word about it.
Oh, what are you
so
talking?
My son, he come down here one day and he said, I went to see Jake last night. I said, where he? He said, he's home now. I said, but he's been sick, so he just come out the hospital the other day. I said, Jake? He said, yeah, you didn't know it, Mama? I said, no, I ain't hear a word about it. So I think that Saturday, that Nick said he come up there to see the horse by himself. I said, Jake, I didn't know you was sick till Jay was down here. He said, yeah. He said, I've been out the hospital now a week. He said, I stayed there 3 weeks. I said, I ain't know nothing about it.
I thought Jake was the healthiest member of this whole community here.
Nope.
He's not.
He just goes on, but he's not well. He's willing, and he don't give up to his complaints.
You think Arthur will outlive us all? Miss Daisy, you know what? This just occurred to me. You know, after you moved over here from the River Six Road over there, you didn't see so much of them. Francis Presley and all of them, Miss Guthrie and all.
No. Not after I moved down here?
Yeah.
No, sir, I didn't see much of them.
They went. They didn't come down this way much. They went to Micanopy.
She, when she moved, she went to Micanopy.
Yeah.
When I moved, I come to Iverson. So that put us a good piece apart.
Yes. And you know, unless you just naturally go to the same places, it's kind of hard to keep up with people.
That's right.
Well, now, when you come over here, you see, Doris was getting pretty good size.
Yes, when I come over here, Doris, she was about like that.
Yes. And when she got a little bigger, you know, she was good company herself, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. You see, I had 3 children. Doris, Reuben, and Jay.
But Doris is the one that you run around with.
Come on, my Doris? Well, I run around with all of them. When I went, they went. If one went, all went.
Yeah.
If one stayed, all stayed. Till I come back.
Well, I was thinking, like you said, you know, when Doris lived in that big house over there, you all would just get in the truck and go out there and cut some wood.
After she grew up.
Yes, after she grew up. made y'all independent.
I don't know about independent.
You didn't have to fool with all these old no-count men.
No, I didn't.
Because Darius could do just about anything.
That's right.
And you could, too.
That's right. Yes, so Darius was strong. He could cut wood or saw it.
Oh.
But it had an old piece of truck in there, and she could drive it. And me and her hauled a many load of wood out that swamp.
Y'all just get in that old truck and take your saw and your axe. Now that's back over, back of the place there where you lived.
Mm-hmm. There was lots of wood there.
Yeah.
And it was no fence there.
Yeah. I tell you, that's boy, Mr. Davis. Being able to take care of yourself.
That's right.
That spoils you.
That's right. I tell them I used to do most anything I want for myself. Now I can't hardly do nothing. I can't get nothing done.
Yes, sir. That would just spoil you. You go to the woods. You can go to the garden and get your own vegetables. Yes, sir. And you didn't have to wait on somebody to hook up your washer for you.
No. Yes, sir. You know, I raised my children to work. What I could do, we done it together.
Yeah.
I didn't put my children to work and I sit down and watch them. We done it together.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever to be done and I could do it, well, I was the first one to get started. Then I called the children, well, let us do so and so. Well, we would do it.
Uh-huh.
Good together. Plenty of times, if me and them children was home, we don't bend for to do everything. He out there working, but when he come, what was to be done at the house, we'd be about done. What we could do. Then he come, he do what he could do, so that kept it pretty comfortable around here.
Well, now, what did he generally do, Miss
Davis? Ben,
when
he'd use it. Him and his children, they'd fix the chicken yard, patch up the pen and things like that. He used to help keep house. He could scrub and do things like that. Before
right.
The children got big enough to do it,
me
and him done. He'd wash dishes. He could cook. You know, he could fry fish. He never did try to fry no chicken, but he'd fry the most of the fish, and he would dress the fish all the time and put them away. I didn't have to clean no fish. If I eat any now, I clean them, though. That was the best fish. What did you tell him his name was?
Snook.
Snook him.
Snook.
That's
well,
my name,
isn't it? I want to know what she's washing with these days.
Hmm?
What, you got that washer?
Which
your
one?
Washing machine?
I got it, but they ain't fixed it yet.
Still not hooked up?
No. They're going to bring her car and they're going to fix it in the morning. That's been for 3 weeks. They brought the car and they fixed it. And I tell them I stays on the waiting list. I won't get off it for some like it. Now my boy, he promised to bring me a call last week. He promised last week. And he was going to fix it. I ain't seen him no more. But I be waiting on him when he comes.
You know, it's hard to get around to all these little things, isn't it? It's just hard to do.
It is.
Yes, sir. You try your best sometimes, and then you slip up. Now you take my old red car is out of shape, you know.
Yes.
And it just causes me a great deal of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drive it around much. I'm afraid I won't get back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on my mind, you see.
Yes,
sort of worrisome. And I have to wait and hitch a ride with Faye, just wait till she gets ready to go.
Yeah.
I see old Sambo's in the same shape, isn't he?
That's right. He don't say nothing about Sambo. He ain't worth nothing. They spent enough money on that old piece of car to make a down payment on a new one. Well, he said, if he can get it fixed, it'll last longer than a new one. They make, I don't know what they make, and I don't know what difference they make. Now, Lars got her one. And do you know Samuels? His driver fixed so much, and he drives his mom's all the time. Was me about that office his. But that's just what I thought would happen. Mm-hmm. His, but she said, no, he ain't gonna drive mine. He gonna keep up his own, and I'll keep up mine also. That ain't so.
Well,
you see, he wants to drive his mom's.
You think that's a part of it?
And he keeps his broke down to use her. He got to get the way, you know. He drive it the way. When it comes from way, he drive it where anywhere else he wants. She is on the waiting list. She got to wait for somebody to come bring her home. And then he'll drive that car there. He'll knock off 12 o'clock. He get home around 12 sometime more. And he won't drive up there and pick up his mom. He'll drive anywhere else but to Gainesville. If you don't let him sleep. Well, now what happens? Elizabeth, when she knock off, she has to go pick up her mom. She picked her up yesterday. So I hear Doris tell her, well, you come by and get me tomorrow. That's her best bet. She can't bet on Sammy. Well, see, Buddy, he care in the morning. Too would. Well, now you get back the best way you can, because I can't come back.
She's just on the waiting list.
That's right. Samuel got the call. So I think there's something wrong with it. Yes, Kitty. Elizabeth brought both of them home from somewhere. The car was sitting in the yard.
I tell you, these cars get you in trouble, Miss Daisy.
Yes, they will.
Oh, they're
yes,
keeping
they
you in trouble.
I ain't got none, but I watch them down there.
You hear Doris sing?
sing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now, where did she learn to sing so well, Miss Daisy?
Well, she learned it in the church and at home. She had books, and she sang by herself at home. And, of course, you don't have much time to sing now.
Yeah.
But she sang. She practiced at home, and then she go to church, and she sang.
Yeah. That's right. They practice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, is there anybody there in church that can teach them anything much?
Well, I tell you, if I must say, to our church, I think Doris is the best teacher we got.
She is now.
Today. Yes. And the girl that plays the piano for us.
Yeah.
She's a good songster.
But you never did much singing yourself.
Hmm?
You never did sing much yourself.
Oh, I used to sing. I used to sing all the time.
You mean in church?
Yes, sir. You see, I used to belong to our choir for a long time. Well, I tell you why I quit. My knees and legs got to where they hurt me so bad till I couldn't go up and down them steps and keep up with them. So I just quit. Try.
But you've
oh,
been singing.
Me and Doris and all of us, you sing together. Okay.
You and Ben and Doris?
Not Ben. That's me and Doris. Well, my boys, they used to sing, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And Samuel, he used to sing. And the choir can't hardly get in church now.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, mine didn't do me like that. They went. As long as they was in my house. And they sang. So when they married out, I ain't had nothing to do with them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do with them.
But the choir has to march up the stairs.
Yes.
The steps. Uh-huh.
Well, I got to where, you see, I couldn't do it and keep up with them.
Uh-huh.
It'd take me too long to get this foot up and get this one now. So I just quit. But I tell you what, I pays my dues.
Do you and Doris ever sing together at home?
Yes, well, we just sing together at home.
Oh, that's nice.
Me and her, sometimes me and her and my two boys. We used to sing together at home. My boys could sing good as dogs.
But they didn't keep it up.
They didn't keep it up. My baby, I don't know where he is. We couldn't keep up with him.
Well, now, did y'all just sing, or did you get your book and sing out of that?
We'd have a book. We'd sing out of the book. Yeah, you see, their eyes were strong. They could read and see the line and see where to rise and see where you fall. Well, then I just had to follow their laws, you see, mostly. When we sing at home, I just followed them. I didn't try to read the book. But I still sing.
Your children are smarter than you were, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah. In some things, they still is.
Oh, shoot.
But Doris still puts her money.
Oh, yeah.
She lets the money get away from her.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't teach her much on that, did you?
Teach her much.
She didn't learn much from you on keeping hold of her money.
No. She wouldn't learn.
That's queer, isn't it?
No, I always take care of my money.
Yeah.
I spend my money where I thought I needed to spend it. And that I didn't have to spend. Then I kept it till the next time. I had to buy something.
Yeah.
But she just, anything she just buy. Plenty of things I wouldn't buy, you see.
Yeah.
She'll buy. Now, just like her children tell her, well, I don't want so-and-so. That's something to eat.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want? I want so-and-so. If she don't get it.
Yeah.
If she can, they'll have that next meal.
Yeah.
Well, you see, she didn't tell me that. My children didn't tell me what they didn't want or what they wanted. They eat what I cooked.
Miss Ada, when you was working out in the field, y'all talked all the time then. You didn't have time to sing.
No. We used to sing sometimes. In the field.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, sir. We sang in the field. We used our own book, our own air horn. That was his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's when we sang in the field. We didn't have a book out there.
No.
Everybody had his own book. That was his mouth.
He wrote his own music.
That's right. Didn't have no music. Had our own music.
Yeah.
He'd sing up there.
You sing the songs that you sang in church?
Sing the song that we sang in church.
Other songs too?
Yes, ma'am. Out in that field.
That was good.
Then your work go easy. You forget about how hard this is. You wake up some, you start singing. Well, that brings a new feeling on you, you know, sometimes. Good singing helps you. And you just sing till you get tired and then go talking about something.
Now, did Francis Presley sing?
Yeah, Francis could sing. Yes, she could sing.
What'd you sing in the field, Miss Daisy?
First one thing or another. Whatever we think about, we want to sing, we sing that.
Well, what, for instance?
Hmm?
What, for instance?
Francis.
I say, what for instance did you sing?
Well, way back there, I don't know what you were singing. But whatever they sung in church.
See that gentleman?
That's what we sung.
He got his head in it, hadn't he?
Mm-hmm. Ain't he pretty?